step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Azerbaijan, being a Christian and a bold witness for Christ can be costly. Forum 18 News reported that on October 31st, police raided a Christian festival and detained four believers in the town of Kusar, Azerbaijan.
80 members of a Baptist church were gathered at a believer's home for a celebration thanking God for the harvest. When police arrived, they turned off the gas and electricity in order to prevent the believers from preparing their meal. Police also photographed and videotaped the service and recorded the names of those present. Despite the government crackdown, believers in Azerbaijan remained faithful to Christ.
To learn how you can pray for and help persecuted Christians, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter. Call 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Support persecuted believers by calling 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
In Auckland, New Zealand, we witnessed phenomenal, remarkable, astounding, stunning, many were supernaturally healed of various kinds of sicknesses and diseases. In fact, numerous individuals were freed from kinds of pains. Decades, in one particular case, decades and decades of physical pain. It's astounding to think people have suffered for so long without any spiritual intervention. The modern day church societies have largely been sleeping. But my friends, we have the authority, the power to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to drive out evil spirits. But so few are actually doing it. Furthermore, so few are dealing with strong men. My previous presentation, the previous podcast, I discussed the reality of strong men. They're psychotic. They're a reality, though. Recently, we ministered to a young man in San Francisco who had been trying desperately to get free from the strong man. He finally, by God's grace, got some freedom. We were able to drive the strong man out, bind him up, and drive him into the abyss in Jesus' name. And I encouraged everyone in the last episode to bind up the strong man. That's exactly what Jesus instructed in Matthew chapter 12. How can one, this is verse 29, how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds up the strong man? Jesus gives us the instructions on how to deal with strong men. We are to bind them up, obviously in his name, Jesus teaches in John chapter 14 that if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. And I remember that night in those meetings in Auckland, New Zealand, and we were in Auckland not that long ago, which is New Zealand's largest city. We conducted a public seminar where we ministered to those terribly afflicted by demons. One young lady we ministered to was deeply impacted by the ministry. As I began to pray over her, numerous evil spirits surfaced in shock with the intensity in the eyes. It was the spirits of Jezebel. Spirits looked around and could see that many angels, many holy angels that were present. And those angels arrived and greatly assisted me. And in fact, some of the holy angels brought out their mighty swords and struck the demons that were within this young lady I was ministering to. The demons groaned and were in agony. The demons fell to the ground, bowing before King Jesus. They had been defeated. But the demons of Jezebel revealed to me, we bring cancer, arthritis, diabetes, mental illness, insanity, and witchcraft. We have been here a very long time in her family bloodline. The strong man. Obviously, what did I do? I responded to this strong man and I bound him up. The demon submitted to Christ. And we were able to drive them. I commanded the demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. And this woman was powerfully set free. Powerfully. And she testified and feeling no more pain and feeling so much lighter. You have the strong man. Now, it begs the question, how do you know who is the strong man? Well, God can reveal many different ways through dreams and visions. But a normative way in the deliverance ministry is to actually find out. As you're confronting the demons, find out who is the leader. Who is the one that's orchestrating all the attacks in your life and in your family's life? Get to the strong man, and as Jesus instructed, bind him up. Bind him up and drive him out in the power of Jesus Christ. Expel the strong man. And that's exactly what I want to talk about tonight on Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance, my friends. God has bestowed this small global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms where thousands are encountering the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have perhaps created the world's largest video collection of testimonies into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves us and he cares for us. Taste of his powers at jbartlandmissions.com. That's jbartlandmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are free. Watch and see at jbartlandmissions.com. Are you needing spiritual intervention and immediate assistance in removing demons and healing of your broken heart? We're going to travel to your location and meet you. Pray and minister to you and your family. We are willing to travel domestically and internationally. There are only a limited amount of sessions available, so please contact us today to schedule a personal, confidential, and loving ministry session with us. Call us at 877-483-5519 or simply email us at jbartlandmissions.com. That's J-A-Y at jbartlandmissions.com. Jesus instructs us in Mark chapter 16, in the Gospel chapter 16. He tells us in verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then he says in verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, cast out. They will drive out. They will expel demons. Strong men are demons. They may be the leader. They may be the one orchestrating all the attacks. Nevertheless, they're demons. And in the name of Jesus, they ought to be expelled. Jesus instructs, and then expel them. In my name, they will cast out demons. Now, obviously, as you begin to expel the demonic and drive out the evil, what's going to take place? They're going to experience Jesus. They're going to experience the Lord Jesus Christ. Because at that point, the hindrance is gone. The bondage is gone. The barrier is gone. They will really experience the love and the peace of Jesus Christ. And what we usually do when we drive out these evil spirits, when we push them back, we're encouraging and guiding by the power of the Holy Spirit, guiding hurting soul into the third heaven. And as they are being caught up supernaturally, being transported off of this earth and entering into the third heaven, they're meeting and encountering the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they experience Jesus in the third heaven, they're experiencing his deep love, his unfailing love. And then when Jesus and pour out his love into your life, it gets even better. He introduces you to his heavenly Father in his throne room. And you get to meet Abba. So expelling the strong man, expelling these demons, expelling the evil that's in your life, that is just simply one step. Because ultimately, we are wanting individuals and souls to experience Jesus. And what we're discovering is the expelling of demons is just one part of this incredible miracle that people are needing to experience. They're needing to encounter the living God in the third heaven. Because is that not the place where the greatest healing is going to take place? Where there's no contamination of the flesh, of the carnal mind? It's in the very presence of God in the third heaven. There's much more I want to share on this very subject. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Preaching the gospel or even being a believer in Iraq is costly. Reports received by the Voice of the Martyrs show that in recent weeks, attacks by Muslim extremists against believers have reached alarming levels. Assyrian International News Agency and Cable News Network reported that on November 22nd, three believers were killed in Mosul. Despite increased attacks, believers remain courageous and steadfast in their faith.
Assailants entered a shop owned by two Christian brothers, Sadhana and Wadhana, and shot them. Wad was killed instantly, and Saad succumbed to his injuries a few hours later. In an unrelated incident, later in the day, police found an elderly Christian woman strangled in her Mosul home.
Ask God to comfort those mourning the loss of these believers. Ask God to bring his peace to Iraq. To learn what it means to serve God in Iraq and many other restricted countries, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Yes, we're seeing incredible deliverances. evil spirits, but then we're getting to see these same people who have been set free from evil spirits entering into the third heaven. I mean, we're seeing a staggering amount of individuals entering into the third heaven. They're meeting and being healed by Jesus. I mean, it's just an amazing experience. I mean, recently Southern California, a young teenager from her strong man that was in her bloodline that had been there for a very long time, but she encountered the risen Savior in the third heaven. I remember the night well. The demon spoke out. Spirits of death, fear, witchcraft, ghost, and torment surface. They even revealed how they entered. She played with the Ouija board when she was young, the spirits confessed to me. This allowed us to come in into her life. Thankfully, we were able to intervene and we were able to bind up the strong men, expel the demons, and she was powerfully set free. Then suddenly, they surfaced, and they were swiftly guided to the third heaven. While in the heavenly realms, she was able to meet the Savior. And in the beautiful, glorious heavenly realm, she was able to experience the healing and the loving presence of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, thereby expelling all the fear that she had been years. After visiting God's heaven, and she didn't want to come back to earth, she was beaming with love, joy, peace, and inner strength. God truly set this young lady free, and she got to experience Jesus. And perhaps you're listening to this presentation, you're wanting to enter the third heaven. You're wanting to experience the glorious wonders that are found in the third heaven. We have to bind up that strong man who's hindering, who's providing the walls, the barriers, the hindrances. We have to bind him up. We have to expel him to take you that extra step so you can experience Jesus in the third heaven. And I would encourage you to get to one of our seminars, one of our meetings, because this is kind of the ministry we do each and every time we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to identify the strong man. You want to expel him. You want to experience Jesus Christ. That's God's will for you, by the way. He wants us to expel the strong man, bind him up, expel him, and then for you to experience his love. Are you interested? Why don't you visit us at jbartlandmissions.com. That's .com. And get all the information about our upcoming services, meetings and seminars, missions. And why not attend? So we can help you expel the straw man and experience the love. Amen.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.